The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Let me, you know, look at two ayats tonight. This is from Surah An-Nisa. In the first one, he said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ, you know, he says that the tawbah on Allah is kind of a, you know, Allah is putting a duty on himself for those who commit sins because of this state of heedlessness. In the next ayah, he says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْعَانِ. Repentance is not for those who do the evil deeds until death approaches one of them. And then he says, إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْعَانِ. Now surely I have repented. وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Notice tawbah for those who die while they are still non-believers or unbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا عَلِيمًا. These are the people for whom we have prepared a painful chastisement. And so when you put these two ayahs together, you come to realize that if the death is right there in front of you, you lost the chance. Or if the azab comes on a nation, for example, in the past, before the azab came, if they would have repented, they would be saved. Like when you look at the example of, was it Prophet Yunus or Ayub? But once the azab comes there, it's right on over their heads, then repentance doesn't make any sense. And for this, we can go to the example of Fir'aun in Surah number 10, ayat number 91. And so let me go back to this ayat number 18 of Surah Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting those who delay their tawbah till the death is right in the front of them, he puts them in the same category as those who die as kuffar, as far as tawbah, rejection of tawbah is concerned. And so this is a serious matter. Postponing it is not really in our favor at all. Look at the example of Fir'aun. You know the history. When Musa alayhi salam said that, you know, I have the command from my Lord to take my people to freedom, and so release them. And he refused. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent sign after sign on the people of Fir'aun. Yet he refused. Finally, Musa took his people forcefully, in a way, against the wishes of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun and his army pursued him until they come to the sea. And Musa is told to use his asa, you know, and he hits on the water, and the water, you know, is divided. The path is there in the front. And they started moving in. When Fir'aun comes with his army, and he said, well, if they have gone, we can also follow them. And by the time the last person from Bani Israel reached the other side, Fir'aun and his army was already there in the middle. And that is where the water now comes back from both sides. and they are destroyed. They drown. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, ayat number 91, Surah number 10, he describes the scenario where he says, "Hatta iza adarakahu al-gharaq." You know, Fir'aun never changed until when drowning overtook him. The azab is already on him now. Death is dangling over him. Qala, at that time Fir'aun says, remember, this is the same guy who used to say, "Ana rabbukum al-ala," I am your you know, great lord. He was claiming to be the God himself. Now he says, "Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-muslimin." At that moment when the azab is already on him, death is dangling on him, right face to face now, he says, "Amantu, I believe that there is no God but the one in whom Bani Israel believe, and I am one of those who submit." What was the response? Al-an, I'm putting the tone in the words of Allah. He says, you know, al-an, you know, Fir'aun, is too late. Now? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You know, you disobeyed me before, and you were among the mufsideen, you know, great mischief makers of your own time. And that is where we see that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tawbah or Iman, when death is right face to face, is of no use. Another ayat from Surah Mu'min, ayat 85. فَلَمَّ رَأُوا بَأْسَنَا. Allah says that when they saw our punishment approaching them, قَالُوا آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. You know, we believe in Allah alone, and we disbelieve in the idols that we used to associate with Him. فَلَمْ يَكُوا يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأُوا بَأْسَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their faith, after having seen our punishment over their heads, was of no benefit to them. Just like Fir'aun. And then he makes a statement there, Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat min ibadihi. This is Allah's way of dealing with people. And there is no exception to this sunnat and this tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And this is where the non-believers will be the losers. And so this is where we have to realize that, you know, when it comes to the issue of tawbah, the biggest challenge that we have is the issue of procrastination, postponing it, delaying it, and this is nothing but delusion. As soon as I come to realization, I should be doing the tawbah. If nothing, at least when we get up for the next namaz after that, and between the two sajdas, when I say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu ilayh, the sin which was just done just before that, after the previous namaz, should be in the mind. And that is where we will then be included among those وَيَتُوبُونَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ, those who did tawbah close to their own sins. They did not delay the process of tawbah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.